Blog Talk Radio.
Sometimes you have to be.
It is a true blessing to be before you today. You could have been anywhere else with your family, your friends, enjoying just a quiet night. But you decided to listen to this show. There was something in you that told you to join in with me and to give God praise on this evening. Well, hello, hello, hello. It is Sunday, July 22nd. I am your host, sanctified and set apart with a shot of the Holy Ghost. I am Pastor D. Townsend, and welcome to the Jubilee Affair, brought to you by the HubNet Online Network. This is God's show for God's people. As always, I am joined by the good brother, Hakeem Nuba.
Hey, good evening, sir. How are you today?
Brother, I'm blessed. How about yourself?
I'm doing well, doing well.
Amen, amen. Yes, sir. If you are in need of prayer, you can contact us on the Jubilee Facebook page. You can tweet the HubNet Online Network. But the quickest way is to call the show. 646-787-1798. Again, that is 646-787-1798. During the week, if you just want to talk to me, you got something on your mind, you have questions that you need answered, I'm always available. If you send a message through the Facebook page, I get them, and I try to respond as quickly as I possibly can. I love you, so I love the interaction, so I'm here to serve you, God's people. I am always looking for a way to serve God. I'm always looking for a way to bring enlightenment to God's people. It is my duty, it is my honor to be a servant. In fact, I don't know what I would do if this ministry was taken from me. I could absolutely tell you that I would die. I would not want to be here without this ministry. It is that important to me. I love it. It is the greatest thing to ever happen in my life. I want to tell you about my life for a minute. Before this ministry hit my life, I was a 23-year-old baby. Just going through the motions of going to work and coming home. Going to work and coming home. I had and still have a wonderful job. It pays me pretty good. But I had no drive to do anything else. I had no desire to do anything else. And once this blessing fell upon my shoulders, once the word of the Lord hit my ears, it opened me up to a whole new world of blessings, breakthroughs, also situations and circumstances. But all the things that I deal with in this world, nothing compares to the love that I experience through this ministry. I want somebody to know, and those of you who are listening, and those of you who hear and understand what I'm saying, and those of you who are experiencing a calling on your life right now, I want you to understand that being called by God is a blessing. Being called by God is an honor. Being called by God will set you apart, and it will show you all your friends. It'll show you those who really love you. It'll show you those who are in your corner. It'll show you those who have your best interests. I mean, and through it all, you will see and know that God is always on your side. I say it all the time that God is never too busy for his people. If you have been called by God to preach his word, know that is a good gift. That is a good blessing for your life. And I didn't mean to even go to that level, but somebody, God uttered that in my ear for somebody, and you're listening right now. You have been called to set the captives free. You have been called to do a great work. Stop worrying about what may happen, what could happen, and focus on God. Let God have his way in your life. I'm going to pray for you, the called, the chosen. For everybody within the sound of my voice, let's bow our heads. Gracious Father, we thank you for what you're doing in our lives. We ask right now in the mighty name of Jesus that you would touch us, that you would cleanse us, that you would promote us, that you would give us life, Father, that you would sustain us. Father, whatever is going on, that you would have your way over it, Father. We know to love you is to have victory over any situation that may try to attack us. We know, Father God, that this world hates us, Father. We know that this world wants to swallow us up. But, Father God, right now, in the mighty name of Jesus, I release blessings and peace and prosperity on your people. I'm asking right now, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, that you will touch and anoint those, Father God, who have been called to deliver your word, Father, that you will touch and anoint those, Father, who seek your face, that, Father God, right now, in the mighty name of Jesus, that you would have your way in our lives, that you would grant peace, Father, in the midst of the storms. Because, Father, I want it to be known that when we turn our lives over to you, that does not mean that the enemy stops. In fact, the enemy gets even worse in our lives when we begin to go against the grain. There's somebody out there, Father, right now that's been hurting, that's been betrayed, talked about, spat on, cursed out, made to look as if they're nothing, all because they decided to follow you. But bless them right now, Father. I ask that you will bless and keep Brother Hakim, the lifeline of this network. Touch him from that round golden crown on his head, Father, to the soles of his feet. Purge him, Father, of anything that is not of you right now, that you might bless him right now, that you would give him every desire that he may have, Father.
Bless Sister Michelle, Father, our leader. Continue to bless and keep her. Continue to sustain her, Father. We love her and we need her insight and her leadership, Father. I ask that you will continue to bless me. Continue to fill me with your word. Continue to show me what it is to be the right type of leader to your people, so that I may serve you, Father, in spirit and in truth. Bless this world, Father. Your creation, your perfect creation. Remove, Father, all the filth and dirt that tries to pollute what you have so carefully put together. I just thank you. In Jesus' name, amen.
I am excited, happy, and full of joy. And I hope you are too. It is my job to release the captives, to teach God's word, and to stand on his promises, and to be a shoulder to those who need someone to lean on. Throughout this week, I've been listening to the news and people just in general, and I have seen a lot of drama going forth. So I want us this week to think about loving others despite the fact. You see, there are some people who make it impossible for you to love them. No matter what you do, it's something is never good enough. No matter what you say, they have an issue with it. No matter what you do, you're always at fault. Some people make it hard. But the Bible says that we are to love our enemies. In fact, when you love on those who make it hard for you to love them, you will find that they will become your footstool. So I urge you this week to meditate on that, to love on those who make it hard for you to love them. You see, like the Bible says, if you love those who love you, then there's no problem with that. But I see God's love as a working love. You have to put some work in with that love, and there's action with your faith. And if you don't have action and with your faith, then it's there. Find a scripture that supports that. I just gave you two or three right there, but find some scriptures that support loving others despite the fact. And hide it in your heart. But live by that scripture for a week. I'm still looking for that one person that takes all the words that I speak and the meditations that I give. And I'm looking for that one person who has lived by those scriptures. And I know that you are being blessed. So let's live a week on this. That means those people that come in your face just to irritate you, love them. That tries to stop your praise, love them. That tries to tell you that God is not real, love them. If you love them, you will see a blessing that will come your way that you've never seen before. God, you're just showing up and showing out today. The blessings of the Lord is upon you. I chose one of my favorite scriptures to speak about this. Psalm 91 for me is one of the greatest scriptures in the Bible. When I say that the blessings of the Lord are upon you, you have to understand what I'm saying. Let's read Psalm 91. And I'll stop at certain points. But he who dwells in the secret place of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress and my God in whom I trust. Surely He will save you from the fowler's snare and from the deadly pestilence. He will cover you with His feathers, and under His wings you will find refuge. His faithfulness will be your shield and your rampart. You will not fear the terror of night, nor the arrows that fly by day, nor of the pestilence that stalk in darkness, nor of the plague that destroys at midday. Let me stop right there for a second. When I say that the blessings of the Lord is upon you, the blessings here are promised not for all believers, but for those who live in close fellowship with God. You see, when I say that I'm looking for you, I'm looking for those who are hungry, those who are thirsty, those who need to know that God is always there with them. Every child of God looks toward the inner love and protection and the mercy seat, but yet not all will dwell in the most holy of holies. They run to it at times and enjoy occasional approaches, but they do not have permanent residence in this mysterious presence. This psalm tells me that regardless to what goes on in this life, that if I hide under the shadow of the Almighty, if I hide in the shelter of the Almighty, that He will be my refuge and my fortress. A refuge is a place where you can run from something that is coming at you. And a fortress is something that is built around you where nothing or nobody can penetrate. Then it says that He will protect me from the fowler's snare and the deadly pestilence. That means that the sets and the traps that people set up to try to take you out, that God will protect you, that God will show you, that God will uncover. Come on, somebody. That God will uncover the issues that's trying to take your life. That means that somebody has set you up for failure, but God says that I will show you, I will uncover it to you, so that you will not even step into that trap. And all the pestilence, the negativity, the dirt, the nastiness, the things, the diseases, whatever people, and you know, sometimes we can speak those diseases out of our mouths, amen, because through the tongue flows the issues of life and death, amen. So not all diseases are physical diseases, but they can come from our mouths, amen. And sometimes, yes, the diseases that come from the mouth, amen, are worse than any disease that can come upon you, amen. But what am I saying? I'm saying that God says that He will cover you in the midst of all of that. That regardless of what is said, regardless of what is done, regardless of what is thrown in your face, that it shall not overtake you. In fact, He says His wings, His feathers will cover you, and you will find safety in the midst of it. that his covering will be your shield. Verse 5 says, you will not fear the terror by night, nor the arrow that flies by day, nor the pestilence that stalk in darkness, and nor the plague that destroys at midday. 1,000 will fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand, but it will not come near you. God is letting you know right there that regardless to what goes on, regardless to what is thrown at you, regardless to what death you see around, regardless to what goes on, who tries to take you out, who tries to do things to stop your joy, regardless to what it may be, that you will not fall to this darkness, that you will not fall to the terrors by night, that you shall not fear nothing of this world. 1,000 people may fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand, but the blessings of the Lord are upon you all day, every day, that you don't have to worry about what goes on, that all you will do is watch and see with your eyes, that those who try to come against you, that those who try to stop you, that those who try to tell you that you wouldn't make it, you will sit there and watch the punishment of the wicked. When I say that the blessings of the Lord are upon you, I'm talking to those who diligently seek him, who want a right relationship with the Father. Those who call on God when things are going good. Yeah, I said it. Those who call on God when things are going good. You see, I find that people will call on God when everything is going bad. Lord, don't forget me. But the second that God has mercy on your life, you forget about him. You forget about him. While you're in the midst of your storm, you're waking up and you're praising God and you're thanking God for everything that's going on. But the second that storm passes, you don't even think about him. You don't even look his way. I'm talking to those who are truly God-fearing. God will protect you. God will hold you up. If you make the Most High, this is verse 9, your dwelling, even the Lord, who is my refuge, then no harm shall befall you. No disaster will come near your tent. If you make. You see, going back to those who love the Lord, let me give you this insight. In order for you to receive the blessings of God, you have to do something. You see, it's not just, okay, because I believe in God, I'm going to be blessed. Believing in God is one thing, but knowing God is another. If you believe and know, if you know, if you know that you know that you know that Jesus Christ is Lord, no harm will befall you. No disaster will come near your tent. But you have to acknowledge the fact that God is who he say he is. You have to acknowledge the fact that Jesus came into this world, that he lived, that he died, and that he rose again, that God rose him from the dead. If you believe these things without shadow of doubt, if you know these things, then nothing will come near you. Not saying that the arrows won't fly. They just won't take your life. They may penetrate you, and it may hurt. But glory be to God, you will be blessed. I'm going to let you know right now that there are some people out here who have been struggling their whole entire lives. Nothing good has ever hit their corners. Nothing good has ever come their way. But you believe, and you believe, and you believe. I want you to understand that your blessings are on the way. The mere fact that you wake up every morning and can speak, thank you, Lord, despite of what I deal with on a daily basis, I go through hell every single day, but thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for holding me up. Thank you, Lord, for holding my shoulders. Thank you, Lord, for giving me feet to walk. Thank you, Lord, for strengthening my legs. Thank you, Lord, for strengthening my arms. I thank you, Father. I thank you because it could be a heck of a lot worse. I'm here to let you know that your blessings are on the way. Glory be to God that he don't see time like we do. And if you're worrying about if God still hears you, if you're worrying about does God still have your right intentions at the forefront, if you are worried or concerned about that, be ye confident to know that God has not forgot you, that he has not left you, that he will not take you through, put you through something that he will not comfort you and walk with you through it. Understand. Verse 11 says, for he will command his angels concerning you to guard you in all your ways. They will not lift you up. They will lift you up in their hands so that you will not strike your foot against a stone. That's a big one. Let me tell you what I do. Every night, I pray and I ask God to let his angels have charge over my house, over my family, over my room, my bed. I want an angel at the head of my bed, the foot of my bed, on the sides of my bed, protecting me against the things that I don't even see that try to take my life. Because I have that authority. I have that authority. Because I know who my Father is. So if the word says that he will give his angels the command and charge, that means I'm going to use all of the benefits that God gives them to me. I don't know about you, but I'm going to use my benefits. I'm not concerned about Blue Cross and Blue Shield and HAP and Hubera and all of these other insurance companies. I like the insurance that God places over my life because I believe in him. You see, I'm not worried about anything. I don't fear nobody. Because God. Yeah, Lord, the bigger they are, the harder they will fall. Somebody needs to know that right now. This is my favorite. It says, you will tread upon the lion and the cobra. You will trample the great lion and the serpent, and nothing will come against you. In those days, in the biblical days. The three things that most people feared were lions, serpents, and bears. The lions would lay in wait in the thickets, and in the thickets they will pounce. And most people did not have any type of weapons to come at them or to save them. And so most people fell to these lions. The serpents would bite, and there was no cure for the venom, and most people would die. And we all know what bear attacks do, amen? So these were the things that they feared the most. But God says that in the midst of all of that, that I will be there to watch you trample over them, because I give you the power to trample over the snakes, the scorpions, the bears, the lions, anything that tries to come at you. You don't have to worry, because God loves you, because the blessings of the Lord are upon you. 14 says, because he loves me, says the Lord. This is God giving you this answer, that because he loves me, says the Lord, I will rescue him or her. I will protect him or her, because they acknowledge my name. You see, that's what we have to do in order to receive all of the benefits that's in this one song. We have to do that one thing. We have to acknowledge his name. God says that he will call upon me and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. I will show him my salvation. Do you wonder why a true Christian can walk around with a smile on their face? Do you ever wonder how a true Christian can walk around and be at peace? Do you ever wonder how a true Christian can go through hell and back and still not be singed? Because God will show you his salvation. What I love about all the prophets is that at the end of their journey, that God showed them a glimpse of salvation. God showed them a glimpse of the Messiah who would come and remove the hands of oppression. The blessings of the Lord are upon you, my friends, my brothers, and my sisters. Don't you worry. Don't you give in. Don't you dare give up. The blessings of the Lord are upon you. And all you have to do to utilize these blessings that God has for you is to acknowledge his name. Take on the name of the Lord and see what he will do for you. Pick up that cross and follow him. Don't let your shoulders be weak. You may have a little knocking in your knees, but get it together and see what God will do for you. I pray that this has touched somebody. Somebody needed to hear this today. You are not weak. You are not feeble. And you will not fall to the temptations or the ignorance of this world. You are a Christian, a child of the Most High, heir to salvation. You are not the tail, you are the head. Get up out that bed. Let go of that depression. Let go of that feeble mind. Cleanse your heart of all malice and hatred. And stand firm, because God has a blessing with your name on it. And if you don't want that blessing, then guess what? I'll take it, because I stand for God regardless of what goes on in my life, regardless of what is said about me, what is done to me, what is done all over me, whatever people try to throw at me, guess what? It repels right off of me, because I don't worry about these people around here. All I focus on is God. Whew. It's time. Hold on to God's unchanging hand. And I promise you, I guarantee you, you will be blessed. I pray somebody has been blessed today from this message. God bless you. Brother Akim, do we have anybody on the line that may give
me a second? Take it to the next level, my friend.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. All right.
We have Brother Darius.
Amen. Good evening, Brother Darius. Welcome to the Jubilee Affair.
Good evening, Pastor Townsend. Well, a little bit of your sermon you were talking about, I was teaching in Sunday school. Our title was Entering God's Kingdom.
Amen.
And the background scripture was Luke, the 13th chapter, verses 22 through 30. But I went through Deuteronomy 28, verses 15 through 25.
Okay. Amen.
Yes. Amen. And and what we discussed is I brought up to the members of the class and said, it's like God's vision is like your decision. Do you want to go God's way, or we'll do it our way? And when I missed it by God's way, like salvation, love, and contacting people, if you haven't seen them in a while, if we do it our way, if we'd be stubborn, frustrated, angry, and
Amen.
Just being selfish.
Amen. Amen. So we see that God's way is so much better than anything that we can try to do. God's way is so much better than anything that we can say. You know, if we just focused on God throughout all of the situations that we go through in life, it'll come out so much smoother. Thank you, Brother Darius, for that insight. I greatly, greatly appreciate it, sir.
Yes, and I'd like to mention my condolences to that family from Indiana that lost their relatives, their family members in that boat accident in Missouri.
Amen. Amen. Father Dad. God, I don't know what to say to that, but just that, Father God, that you will comfort and strengthen the family in the loss of their loved ones, Father, that you would touch. We all agree right now, Father, that you would touch and have just touch them right now, Father, because I know that that's a trying time, Father, that that's a time of hurt and distress, Father, but we just need you right now to comfort right now, Father, to wrap them in your arms and to protect them and to hold them up, Father. Show them that you are God, Father, and in the midst of their questions, Father, be there to answer them right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Brother Darius. I always appreciate your call, sir.
Yes, and I also mentioned to my class about that famous, the relative said she lost her kids, her husband, and her relatives, but I said God is going to be with them.
Amen.
If Job was tested, he same thing, lost his family. If reference the book of Job, same thing.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen. And we all sometimes have to be Job, and we got to go through it, but God sees us through.
Yes.
Amen. Thank you, Brother Darius, again. You always come with some good knowledge and good words, sir.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. Brother Akim, is there anybody else that would like to give a word? Or?
Yes, sir. Bring him in right now.
All right. Amen. Welcome to the Jubilee Affair.
Hi. Is this, am I on? Is this?
Yes. Yes, ma'am, you are.
Okay. Yes. Okay. Yes. Well, I just wanted to call in and to give a testimony because some weeks ago, some months ago, actually, I had called in and I was very distressed. I had a lot going on in my life and related to work and family pressures. And things were just going horrible for me. And I felt like I was in my joke season because there were so many things that were just changing in my life. And I had some losses. And I had calmed in and I had shared that with you. And you had shared with me that I was, it was just the devil who was attacking me because I had walked into my purpose in the ministry. And I stayed very prayerful throughout the whole process, and the Psalms 91 just really spoke to me tonight because God really served as my refuge. He's my protector, and he provided me with everything that I needed, and really just restored my honor when people were trying to break down my honor at work and some church-related things. He just restored it all for me. It blocked it and restored it and put me in places that I had never imagined. And I had been praying to God just to change jobs. That the job at this point for me was something I no longer wanted. I had held the job for 14 years, and I no longer wanted that kind of work. And I was praying for a shift in my work. And it said what I wanted in the new job and what I wanted to look like. And sure enough, a couple weeks ago, I walked into my boss's office. He had invited me to lunch, and I didn't know what I was going to lunch for. He invited me to lunch, and I had taken a lot of papers with me just so I would be prepared. Who knows what he's going to ask me. And he asked me to lead an entirely new program from the ground up and just created a wonderful job for me with the kind of work that I am passionate about that I've been known to do. And it just turned that whole thing around 100%. And when I was under attack in the previous position, it stopped immediately. What I wanted to say is, I know that you had been in prayer with me, and I had been on I had called a couple times into the radio station to call here, but the attacks just stopped. They just stopped. And I was like, what happened to those people? Where did they go? They just stopped. It had just immediately stopped. And from there, it just went on to just me being put out front in terms of being an expert in the area that I was being attacked on, into just a whole new job. Everything, it's the best job ever. I was just so tickled about it. So I just wanted to call in and to share my praise report. I've been so happy and tickled about it. Every day it just gets better and better when I realize what a wonderful blessing God has bestowed upon me. And I just thank you for your support and for the prayers and for the ministry and listening to the word. And it's just been a wonderful blessing for me. And I was under my children and I were under attack. And I remember listening and when your mother was on the show. And I remember listening to the things that she was saying. And I just went into prayer over my children, and they still struggle, but I'm believing God that they're going to end up in a church and they're going to go on a regular basis. I know they know the Lord. They talk about it, but I just want them in the church, and I just believe that God's going to put them where they need to be. I'm just holding on to that for sure.
Amen. Amen. You are just as much a blessing to me as I am to you, and I just know that together we praise God, and that God is magnified and God is glorified. And as long as we stand on that, as long as we stand firm and we believe and we're together knowing that Jesus Christ is Lord, nothing else matters. And I'm just so grateful, and thank you for that testimony. You just refueled my system, because I know that God is in the blessing business. I say it all the time that God is in the blessing business. And despite what goes on around us, he can move those people out the way. And in fact, he didn't move them. He sheltered you.
Yes.
He hid you. Yes. They couldn't find you. That's the problem.
Yes.
They couldn't find you. It wasn't that you couldn't find them. They couldn't find you. He hid you in the shelter of his arms. So, amen. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Dr. Linda. And I pray that God will continue to take you higher and higher. This is just the beginning.
Praise God. Praise God.
Amen.
You all have a blessed night now.
Thank you. You as well.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Brother Hakim, do we have anybody else on that may want to give a word?
We have quite a few people on tonight, but no one else has hit the number one. So if you can hear me, now's the time. We have about 7 minutes left in the show. So get your prayers in. You want to speak to the pastor about something specific, now's the time to do it. We allot this time for you to be heard. So please press the number one and we'll get you right on.
Amen. While we wait, I have a question here from a listener, and it says, how do I meditate? I read my word, and I pray. And in my time of praying, it never stops. And what I mean by that is I pray all day, every day. God is always at the forefront of my mind, regardless of what I do. So I'm always praying. I'm always in a meditative worship spirit because you never know what may happen. Even when I'm on my secular job and I'm doing the work that I have to do in order to help somebody else, whether it be through anything that I'm doing, I'm always in a frame of mind to where my mind is always focused on Jesus. So how can I explain meditation to you? Then I would say that you have to have your Bible, read your word, sing a song to yourself, sing a song unto God, and pray. When you're going through an issue, pray and read a word, and sing a song to yourself. Find a good gospel song that touches your heart and learn it and sing it in your mind. And that's your meditation. That's what I do. When I'm having one of those days, I always sing a song. My favorite song is Near the Cross. Amen. That's an old hymn, but that's my favorite. Amen. One other question is, can you believe in God but not Jesus? As we have moved from the Old Testament from law and wrath, that means that if you didn't follow God's law, you suffered his wrath. Unto grace and mercy, where we don't deserve God's blessings, but we get it anyhow. And we don't really, really, we are like filthy rags, but God sees through Jesus Christ we are cleansed. So you cannot believe in one and not the other. Through the redemptive powers of Jesus Christ is why we have life and life more abundantly, is why we were saved from sin. Is when Jesus got up on that cross and he bore the sins of the whole world, past, present, and future sins, we are able to be reunited. We are able to be one with God again. I'll put it in this analogy. God built a bridge. Amen. The bridge began to crumble, and Jesus Christ came and held the bridge up. In order for us to be able to get to God, we have to get across that bridge. So you have to believe in Jesus Christ in order to be saved. Amen. Brother, do we have anybody online that might want to give a word?
No, not at this time.
Not at this time, brother.
Yep, they're listening.
But Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the light. Without Jesus Christ, you cannot go anywhere. You cannot do anything. You hear social media has destroyed a lot of what God has so carefully tried to put together. from a point. Social media tries to tell us that there is that Christianity was this and Christianity is that. I'm gonna tell you what I am. I am a Christian. I follow Christianity, and regardless of what or who it came from or what people think, I'm a servant of the Most High God. I'm a servant of Jesus Christ, and I'm a servant to the people. And I'd rather live my life believing that Jesus Christ is Lord. I'd rather live my life believing that he's Lord and die and find out that there is no Jesus than live my life not believing and die and find out that there is. Amen. We're just under 3 minutes until the show ends. I would like to also mention to those who are listening that we now do a show. Brother Kim, is this show does it go live tonight or tomorrow?
It'll be a pre-recorded presentation tomorrow at 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central Time. You can just tune into you can actually log in on www.blogtalkradio.com/HubNetOnline and check out HubNet News.
Amen. Amen. And this is a roundtable discussion where all of the hosts try to come together and discuss the news of the world and how we might be able to offer change to the world. Amen.
Yes, sir.
So I urge any of you who are listening to continue to join us. Amen. We have a lot of great shows on the network, and we have a wide variety. Amen. So I'm sure that there's something on this network that may be a blessing unto you that you can just sit back and listen and laugh and enjoy. Amen. Because we have something for everybody. Amen. Mm-hmm. With that being said, it is a true blessing to be before you today. I am so grateful, so honored. I love you all. You're such a blessing to me. On behalf of the good brother Hakeem Nuba, this is Pastor D. Townsend. You have tuned into the Jubilee Affair. Good night, and God bless.